could talk to the animals and learn their languages, maybe take an animal degree. I'd study elephant and eagle, buffalo and beagle, alligator, guinea pig, and flea. I would converse in polar bear and python. I would curse in fluent kangaroo. If people ask me, can you speak rhinoceros? I'd say, of coceros. Can't you?
Live from the studios of Longport Media, News Talk 1400 WOND presents A Pause for Your Pet with Lori Young. It's everything you need to know about your pet. And now here's Lori Young.
Hi, everyone. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Is that sun peeking out? I hope so. Welcome to A Pause for Your Pet. I am your host, Lori Young, and I just ran in here. Church was long, and Debbie and Matt Geisinger, I lost my dog, are waiting patiently and lovely, and they are wonderful, wonderful people. We're going to meet Matt and Deb in just a little bit, and I hope that you and your pets are sharing the day together and just hanging out and spending some good quality time. Very important for them to do that. I have so many people that say to me, oh my gosh, Lori, when I leave, my pets have anxiety. They bark, they tear up by the time I come home. Maybe it's because sometimes you don't spend enough time with them, or their energy level is too exuberant. You need to really get them tired out, either put a little extra time aside in the morning, walk them, take a nice little walk, bonding time in the morning, so that they're tired by the time you leave for your day. And then when you come back, get them right out. A little hello. You don't have to fuss over them and go crazy. Oh, I'm leaving. I'm leaving. Just a pat on the head, a little kiss if you want to. Give them a toy. And if they still are anxious, then, you know, that will eventually change. So you need to make sure that that exuberance is dissipated into exercise. Very, very important. And we'll talk to Matt and Deb about that also. And maybe that's why, that is one of the reasons why our pets run away. And we need the wonderful service of I Lost My Dog. Two wonderful people, Matt and Deb Geisinger. So again, my guests are Deb and Matt Geisinger, the directors of I Lost My Dog. And they are here to inform us and help us with any information or questions about missing pets. I Lost My Dog organization helps to find lost and abandoned pets before harm. Let's hope harm comes to them. Also, dogs that have been abandoned or deserted when found on the way to finding a lost dog. And I'm sure a lot of times you guys come upon a dog or whatever that's been abandoned. And you guys, of course, wonderful as you are, bring them in.
More times than we really care to admit.
Yeah. We wish we didn't have to. First of all, thank you for having us. Hello.
Oh, it's a pleasure. You guys are family. You're not even friends. You're more than that.
It's always a pleasure to see you and to get on and talk about animals, because we love them.
We all do, right? And what you do is you're talking about animals, and you're talking about abandoned and lost animals. And we're going to go over these things today, because springtime is a time when many people do not spay neuter. They've gotten a puppy and or a kitten, and that is so important. That is one of the reasons why they do wander. And we're going to go over all those with Deb and Matt in just a few minutes. And again, when Deb and Matt find an abandoned or deserted dog or cat or, you know, any other animal, I found there was a little possum when I went to a Wawa last night, and when I came back, I saw this something scamper behind my garage, behind my air conditioner in my driveway, and I looked, and there she was looking up at me. So I put some peanut, poor little cookie bear. So I put some, I love possum, they're sweet, no hissing, nothing. So I put some peanuts down and kind of said, I don't want any scampered out the side. I've had enough of you. I says, come on, talk to me. What do you need? So I love possum. I love rackies and I love possum, but, you know, you don't want to get too close. We can't, because you never know if they're going to hiss, bite, or whatever, especially raccoons. But if we see them at night, we know they are nocturnal, and so are possums. So they're just kind of roaming around looking for some food. Again, Deb and Matt will give shelter, medical attention, and rehabilitation to these wonderful cats and dogs that are found, especially if missing, and reunite them with their pet parents. So if you have any questions for Deb, Matt, I Lost My Dog, or myself, give us a call, 927-1100, 927-1100. Again, I hope you guys are doing great out there. Please give us a call. Our question of the day is brought to you by the wonderful Christine's Italian Pastry Shop. To the winner goes a certificate for the wonderful pastry that Christine bakes. And she's located on Tilton Road in Northfield, New Jersey. Also a winner, a free weekend for your dog or cat at Pampered Pup, Luxury Pet Hotel, or even a grooming session. So, you know, if you go up there, you want to have your dog, cat, or groom, maybe we can trade that in for the weekend stay. I don't see why not. Once you do, you're going to love Danielle and her gang up there, and you'll continue to go up there. Millville's not that far. It's like a half hour. It takes me a half hour to get up there. And 1 month of free dance from Mary Lynn and Sean. They are the proprietors of Dance and Fitness. on Fire Road in Northfield, New Jersey. So these are wonderful gifts for a lucky winner. Question is easy. You got to listen up. And if you'd like to speak again with Debbie or Matt, I lost my dog, give us a call, 927-1100, News Talk, 1400 WOND. And we always stream live on WONDradio.com. So if you're away and you want to get us and we're not within your listening area, please, WONDradio.com. And sunshine and rainbows out there to everyone, and you know who you are. My producer behind the dials is Bree. Hey, Bree.
Hi, Lori.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Matt is waving to you through the glass. Brianna is very special, so she needs to be glass enclosed like the Pope. Right, Bree?
Something like that.
Exactly. And it's shatterproof and bulletproof. Not that anybody's going to do that because we love you. You're a sweetheart, and you do wonderful things for animals, too.
Thank you.
Hi, Alma. That's Brianna's grandmother. How you doing, sweetie? And to your parents and your wonderful family. And to Penny. And who's the cookie bear kitty?
His name's Ziggy.
Ziggy. Hey, Zig. Little guy. A traffic report update every half hour, okay, on the half hour throughout March here on News Talk 1400 WND. And we will be bringing you traffic report updates, keeping you hopefully ahead of traffic tie-ups. Not yet, but, you know, it's getting there. Summer is tough down here. If you happen to be stuck in traffic, News Talk 1400 WOND is the station that you do want to be turned on to for awesome programming in South Jersey and every other place in New Jersey. From the 11th hour, Rescue in Mount Olive, the wonderful Roger Kaiser, he's great out there, and they do a great job. Our pet of the week is, again, from the 11th hour rescue, and they rescue dogs just before they're going to be euthanized, and from kill shelters, and from a shelter, this particular little girl, her name is Wiska. She's a sweet schnauzer, bearded collie mix. Oh, you got to see her. And she's 10 years old. Oh, she weighs 60 pounds. This gentle girl came from an animal sanctuary that closed down permanently. So there's a lot of those babies that need homes and or fostering. 11th hour agreed to bring her to New Jersey and help her find a loving retirement home. Wiska is a friendly girl who is good with other dogs. She is a very happy dog with a tail that never stops wagging. Oh, boy, our tails don't wag like that. We always have an issue. But our puppies and our kittens, they're always wagging their tails. They're happy for every little ounce of love you give them. Wiska is house trained and walks nicely on a leash. She is very affectionate and eager to please. And she's 10. That's a great age. I love them at that age. I love the seniors. So, but you know what you have, and they will be loving. They'll just stay with you all the time. They're not going to be tearing anything up. And please consider giving this loving senior girl the forever home she so deserves and needs. Open up your home and hearts to Wiska. To read more about Wiska and to complete an application for her, please do. Or to see all the other wonderful adoptable pets that need a loving home and a loving heart, please visit ehrdogs.org. EHRdogs.org. It's that time of the year. You need to fill your homes with a baby. I'm going to do so when the spring comes or early summer when my house is finished from REM. I'm going to get two babies. So please call 973-664-0865. 973-664-0865 and say, I want to adopt a pet. I heard it on the Plus Here Pet and Lori telling me about Wiska and the other beautiful babies that you have available. Ron and Chin, they are the owners of Sunshine Organic Cleaners and one of my wonderful sponsors. They are terrific, and they do a great job with cleaning clothes. They're organic. And they want to offer out to you, any of the existing customers and new customers, 20% off of dry cleaning throughout March and April. Stop in and say hi to Ron and Chin at Sunshine Organic Cleaners. Many beautiful cats are up for adoption through Lick. That's Peggy Thompson, Life Improvement for Cats and Kittens, Mutiu, Judy Canton, and the Cape May County Animal Shelter. Judy and Leslie, you do an awesome job out there. Sheriff Schaefer, thank you so much for cleaning house and bringing in Judy and Leslie and having the Cape May County Animal Shelter as the lowest kill shelter in the state. There's no such thing as no kill. Because there are times when many of these animals are in dire need of help, and unfortunately they don't make it. So the euthanasia is done through a humane way. We don't want to see it, but sometimes it needs to be done. If it's done for humans, we would be much better off if many of our humans that are terminal had another Dr. Kevorkian, you are not off track. And I always had kudos for Dr. Kevorkian, rest his soul. So stop in and say hi to Bruno, Laura, Barb, and Robin, 927-3232. Go in and see some of the kitties. You can call them and see when the cats are up. And they are the one of the top adoption centers, pet pros in South Jersey, right across from John and Jeanette Gimza, Circle Liquor. And also Dr. Feldman Rayfield Cosmetic Plastic Surgery. Dr. Rayfield and Dr. Feldman help maintain people's youthful looks with their expertise, and they are wonderful. Dr. Feldman is a sweetheart. He's a doll. He's my dermatologist, and he does a great job, and he is a community leader, animal lover, and just a heartful human being. Dr. Feldman is tops in the field of helping people look their best through many procedures of dermatology by enhancing your appearance with body contouring, eyelid, face and neck lifts, nose and ear reshaping, scar revision, and youthful gaining injectables, plus laser surgery and reconstructive surgery. They are always offering some great 20%, 15% situations on anything that you may need. So go in for a consultation, meet Dr. Feldman, you will fall in love with him, and Dr. Rayfield, and you can give them a call, 609-601-1000, 609-601-1000, and Dr. Feldman is an animal lover, and he is just the best. Okay? Okay, so kudos to you and your staff over there, Dr. Feldman, you are a sweetheart. Okay, so that is what we have today. And, you know, when a beloved dog or cat strays from home, it is a traumatic experience for both pet parent and the entire family. Getting the word out early is key to getting your dog or cat back safely. Never assume that your pet will return on his own in a day or so. So as soon as you discover that your pet is missing, get the word out. And, again, I lost my dog. Search, Rescue, and Recovery Group, located in Toms River, New Jersey. Their services are free, and time is of the essence, as I just said. Lost Dog Search and Rescue purpose is helping dog owners find their lost dogs before harm comes to them. Dogs that are found that have been abandoned and deserted will be given shelter, medical attention, rehabilitation. Thanks, Bree. Bree just gave me a message, and okay, so we're just talking. Bree is saying that there are a lot of dogs out there that are missing. So what happens is that the dogs that are found through Debbie and Matt that have been abandoned and deserted will be given shelter, medical attention, rehabilitation, and hopefully reunited with their forever homes or placed in a forever home. The following information that we're going to give you today may help save the life of your dog and save your heart. We always want closure. We need to know where our pets are. Never stop the search, okay? Matt and Debbie don't. My special guests today are Matt and Debbie Geisinger, volunteers and directors of I Lost My Dog Foundation. They are wonderful, wonderful, just selfless people that devote their life and their efforts to finding lost dogs, which is, to me, just absolutely, it's a mission in itself. And today, we're going to, Debbie and Matt, we know that spring is just around the corner. So Debbie wants to talk about safety precautions and Matt, as pet owners, pet parents, what we need to do to ensure that the safety of our pets, okay, and predators that are out there. There's a lot of predators out there, and I don't know why. They're waiting for the opportunity to harm our animals. Why, I don't know. But remember, you guys out there that are predators, if there is anyone listening, which I hope not, I don't want you on my station, I don't want you listening to my show, remember, it's not in this world. It's the world beyond that you're going to have to answer to, and there is a world beyond. Welcome, Debbie and Matt. Thanks for being with us today. You guys
thanks
are
for having us.
Thanks, guys. You guys are the best. Debbie and Matt, first question that I know I ask you all the time, okay? Tell us a little bit about the organization, and why do our pets run away? We know security reasons, but you're going to, Debbie, we're going to start with you because you are the lady.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We started about
10 years ago.
10 years ago, when one of our dogs went missing from a doggy daycare, and we searched with a group of our friends for days. We handed out flyers, posters. I mean, we contacted police, animal control. We did everything possible that we could think of. Contacted all the shelters, with no luck. And we knew such a helpless feeling when you've done everything you can think of and still you can't find them. So when we were fortunate 4 days later to find our dog,
And Matt, you did. You were blessed.
Oh, yeah. Very blessed. It was amazing because he had crossed two major highways and wasn't hit.
You know, it left such a lasting impression on us, too, that, you know, we can't see anybody going through that. It's just horrible.
And so Matt would go on Craigslist, and if he saw someone posting that their dog was missing, we would call him, and we would offer to go help for free, help them search for their dogs.
Because you've been through it. You knew?
Yeah.
Wonderful.
And as you start doing that, you learn what dogs do. They all have a certain... They'll all find food and water source somewhere around.
Hmm.
And I found that usually early morning is when we would find them the most.
Really?
Early, first sunlight. But we started...
Excuse me, Deb, why is that? You would think they'd roam at night so they couldn't be seen.
No, I think that they're afraid and they know that there's... could be predators.
Oh, okay.
So they hide at night. They will move around like at dusk, but usually sunrise, first sunlight.
Mm-hmm. Also, most dogs are fed in the morning. So when the sun comes out, they're looking for that breakfast.
Good point.
In the wintertime, you know, they like to come out with the sunshine to warm themselves because, you know, sometimes these dogs are out in bitter cold weather when they're lost.
Deb and Matt, do they run away because they want to escape their environment? Are they running away because they have, the sexual urge, not being spayed or neutered, if they're not, which you need to do, because they're not, you know, the anticipation of the run and being out there and smelling and the smells, they're not exercised enough, they're not properly taken care of? Are these some of the reasons?
Well,
that's
a good question because there's many different reasons.
Yes.
People have the... idea that they have a big backyard. Oh, my dog can exercise, run around, you know, in the backyard. But that's not enough for a dog because just like we would get stir crazy being in a house for, all day.
Same thing.
The dogs, they get bored.
And they have to smell. There's
first opportunity to get out.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of different reasons, you know. Okay, a gate blows open or a utility worker or meter reader comes in. They forget to latch it.
Mm-hmm.
Dog sees an opportunity to explore. They get out there. Their nose leads them. And before they know it, you know, they're far away from home. Now they don't know where they are.
Right.
And you have to remember, too, that dogs were bred down from wolves. And wolves are explorers. They want to walk. That's in their genes. It's embedded in their genes. So if you're not walking your dog and getting the proper exercise, they're going to walk themselves.
Yeah, unfortunately, they are. We're going to take a break right now because we're going to have the whole time. And I'd like you to call in, please, because Debbie and Matt are the experts extraordinaire about things that you can do to avoid this heartbreak of your dog running away or your cat running away and you never find them. I mean, how many people will pick up? We're still waiting for Tyler. Still no word on Tyler. He was missing and Vicky is heartbroken. We're going to give that number at the end of the show. Still missing. So a lot of times people pick them up and let's hope that they're picked up by a kind person if they're never going to be returned and that person's going to take care of them. But we're going to come back to Matt and Deb and you guys are wonderful. God bless you.
Oh, you are too.
No, you're the best. No, I'm only the messenger. You guys do the deed.
Oh,
really?
You do your things to help the animals.
I hope. This is my mission in life and let's hope that we can help all of them by having our show and you guys are just out there devoted. All right, we're going to go to our question of the day first. We're coming back with Matt and Debbie Geisinger. I lost my dog. Two wonderful, lovely, heartfelt people. And our question of the day is brought to you by Christine's Italian Pastry Shop.
A Pause for Your Pet contest question of the day is sponsored by Christine's Italian Pastry Shop, located at 316 Tilton Road, Northfield, New Jersey. Suzanne's assorted pastries, cakes, pies, cookies, cupcakes, specialty items, breads, and gluten-free products are perfection. I have been a customer for years, and there's nowhere else that I would rather go for an Italian rum cake. It's the best you've ever tasted. All of Christine's pastries and breads are made to your desire in exact specifications. Owner Suzanne goes above and beyond to please all of her customers. Everyone is special at Christine's Italian Pastry Shop. Holiday bread items, pastry, and cookie trays are always available. Satisfy your sweet tooth with the best pastry and specialty items in South Jersey at Christine's Italian Pastry Shop, 316 Tilton Road, Northfield, New Jersey, 609-646-5666.
927-1100, 927-1100, call in. They are a group of puppet characters known for their absurdist burlesque and self-referential style of variety sketch comedy. Created in 1955 by Jim Henson, they encompass films, television, and music recordings. Their name is a blend of marionette and puppet. The Henson Company later formed a studio, a division created specifically for managing his group of characters. What is the name of the beloved Henson magic characters? Please call in with a name or two of the characters and the group. Please give us a call, 927-1100. You know who they are.
They will find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me.
Nancy Reagan's died hours ago at her Los Angeles home of heart failure, and tributes come from presidents, friends, and family to the former Hollywood actress, who became much more than Mrs. Ronald Reagan. Drug abuse and breast cancer were among the first lady's causes, says ABC News chief White House correspondent Jonathan Carl.
In the years since he died, she became the symbol, the protector of the Ronald Reagan legacy. And when you think of the towering figure that Reagan is and has been in this party, this is really, over the last several decades, become the party of Lincoln and the party of Ronald Reagan.
Nancy Reagan broke with conservatives and supported stem cell research to treat Alzheimer's, which struck her husband.
Which may provide our scientists with many answers they have for so long been beyond our grasp.
Nancy Reagan, dead at 94. I'm Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
News Talk 1400 WOND, South Jersey traffic.
Pretty nice ride through the area this afternoon. This traffic report brought to you by Sam's Club. You will see a little bit of extra delays traveling through Tuckahoe, though. Route 50 at 49, there is some road construction there and some changing traffic patterns through July. No major problems on the westbound Atlantic City Expressway, just some long-term road work. Eastbound side looks good as well. No trouble on the Garden State Parkway, and it's a smooth ride on 47. Black Horse Pike, White Horse Pike look good as well this afternoon, and no trouble traveling on Absecon Boulevard and other routes in and out of shore towns. You'll see some road work 322 in Folsom at Route 54 and 12th Street. With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Sam's Club members get a savings book with over $4,000 in exclusive offers. Shop or visit samsclub.com to see all your instant savings. Join and save Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details. I'm Jenny Robinson for Radio You Can Depend On, News Talk 1400 WOND.
You are the sunshine.
Yes, you are the sunshine of my life. You know you are. And sunshine and rainbows to all of you out there. Happiness, positive thinking, positive energy for you and your pets. Real quick, before we bring Matt and Debbie Geisinger back on, I lost my dog. Two heartful, wonderful humanitarians and I should say animalitarians. We have to have a new word for that. Cockfighting in the state of Ohio is now a felony, and it should be in every state. Any kind of fighting, pit bull fighting, cockfighting, any of the greyhound racing, this needs to be abolished. We are not prehistoric. Dinosaurs do not roam here anymore. We need to stop this. We need to change our attitudes and stop using our animals to make money. If there's money to be made, there is always a human behind it, prostituting an animal, and that needs to be stopped. Okay, let's start right here in the state of New Jersey. Again, cockfighting in the state of Ohio is now finally a felony. So let's get those felons, put them behind bars. Debbie just said, Debbie was telling us about a story. Tell us about the cockfighting, Deb.
Oh, my God. Years ago, I lived in an apartment complex, and I was talking to one of the maintenance guys, and he said that he got called in for the toilet being stopped up all the time. And it was a family that was having cockfights in their bathtub, and they tried to flush the dead rooster down the toilet.
Is that...
I mean, people find any way to make money, and when you know, I'm for making money, okay? If you have a business idea, but not when it's harming another living creature.
On the head of an animal.
Yeah. an animal.
Innocent, you know, creature. You want to do with another human being, the two of you go at it or whatever. You know, business is business. We understand that. But there's still kindness. You got to...
That's horrific to... I've watched, you know, when I went to Mexico, I went to a bullfight. And that was heart-wrenching to see that.
My gosh.
It was like, why?
And, you know, it's absurd to me how, we have a winner. It's absurd to me that man thinks that he can, you know what I mean? What kind of a competition is that with an animal, defenseless animal? A human being against an animal. It's like hunters out there. You hunters go with the gun. What chance does that animal have? And what does that do to your ego? Does that really pump your ego? Ugh, really.
It's just, I mean, it's horrific. When I watched it, I went out of curiosity. Right, you know, I was in a country that did that, and I wanted to see.
Right.
And when I watched it, I didn't, I mean, being an animal lover, I did not enjoy it and tried to make sense of it, saying, what's the sport in that? Because they would, you know, pierce the animal.
Oh, my, I can't even think of it.
Later I was told that they give an injection or something to the bull to make it rage.
I'm sure they do.
But the only good thing that came out of it, they said that they give the meat to the families that don't have money.
Well, in my book, what would have been good to me is if before the bull went down, he would have went down and pierced the matador, and then he would have went down too. So that to me, you know, an eye for an eye, a tooth for equal justice.
But humans have been doing that for years. Look at the gladiators.
It's horrific when they used to have the lions in, and you know, many of the gladiators, right? They would die, but at the same time, you mean when, remember Daniel and the lions then?
Yeah.
And you know what the lion did? He loved Daniel because he knew he was good. We have Adam on the phone, our winner. Hi, Adam. Welcome to A Pause for Your Pet.
Yes, good afternoon. I hope you're doing okay.
Adam, yes. And I have to, this is my dear friend Adam. He doesn't know anything about what the answer is. Adam is an avid listener and a fan. And Adam sends me beautiful, lovely cards to say hello and lovely articles. And Adam, you are a sweetheart. I have to say that you are the favorite here at News Talk 1400 WOND.
Yes, and I know I got Piggy and Hermit Clement.
Yes, you got it, Adam. You got it. Now, are you going to come down and pick up your gift, or are you going to send somebody down to do that?
You could make it with Brianna. She can send it in the mail to me.
A little bit of trouble.
I will come in as soon as I get better.
Well, you're going to get better because you're going to come in. You're going to co-host the show with me, okay, Adam?
Oh yes, and you're going to send a little letter so you can give us a
sure.
And they can tell me that.
As soon as you're feeling better, you are a lovely, lovely person, and we love you here at News Talk 1400 WOND, Adam. Okay.
And I love everybody else over there. You know, I haven't been calling, but I love everybody else. There are some beautiful people.
Thank you.
Stay as you are, and you know, I hope to see everybody with. We're well soon.
Thank you. And keep your heart out to love our animals, Adam, okay?
Oh, yes. Even though I don't have anybody, I always keep an eye on the birds, the dogs, and the cats, whatever. And then maybe you can get me back to Brianna so maybe she could set for me.
Sure. I'm going to put you back to Brianna, and Adam got it. The Muppets and Kermit, Miss Piggy, and there's Beaker out there, too. Beaker is funny, right? Beaker is the funny one. Thank you, Adam. Have a great day. Get better so you can come on and host with me, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Adam. Thanks for calling, dear. Have a great Sunday. Thanks. Adam is an avid listener. He's wonderful, and he's a sweetheart. Okay, Deb, that was, we got into that. Deb, let's talk about predators, okay? We think that animals have predators in the animal form.
Well,
tell us about the...
First, I wanted to say, I mean... Since Matt and I started searching for dogs, we found, you know, you learn more as you go, and you learn the different ways.
Always.
And although we've been involved with dogs and rescue for the last 10 years, you're never too old to learn things.
Always.
And I always knew there are bad people out there. I knew about dog fighting and all, but just the extent of what these people do. And just the other day, I was reading an article, and this is a quote from a person that fights dogs. He says, "The hardest thing is to get enough dogs and cats to use as bait dogs or during training. Now, I just want to explain to the people that are not aware of dog fighting what a bait animal is.
Yes.
Is a defenseless animal that they put in the crate or cage with this pit bull that's totally helpless. The pit bull attacks them, kills them.
Gets a taste of blood.
And it builds the fighting dog's confidence up. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, this is just, I get goosebumps now. It saddens my heart.
And excuse me, Debbie, this is one of the reasons why many of these creeps and idiots, creeps, you're not even, I can't even call you human, these creepy crawlers go and will steal animals from backyards.
Well, this is
small dogs.
That's what I want to continue with.
Go
this
ahead.
Comment. He says, one good source is to check the local newspapers for ads that offer a pet dog or cat for free.
Mm-hmm.
He says his wife dresses up neatly and collects as many as she can for him. And if that source runs dry, he just hires some local gang kids to fetch dogs and cats. They scour the backyards and alleys and take whatever number of animals they need. They make sure that they leave the doors or gates open so people just believe that their gate was accidentally left open or unlatched and their animal just got lost. Now,
who is this now? How did this guy, I mean,
he
just threw
this
out on the internet.
This was just out there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a paragraph that someone probably copied and shared.
Mm-hmm.
But I shared it because as disheartening as it is to even, you know, a lot of people don't want to hear that. But you need to hear it to be aware of what's out there.
Mm-hmm.
Don't put your animals on Craigslist.
Yes.
For free.
Yes.
Don't, because this is where predators like that go. Craigslist is the number one place
they
go to.
Well, if you do that, screen them.
Screen them, yeah.
Yeah, ask a lot of questions, screen them,
visit them. Go to their house.
It doesn't cost anything to do that.
You're absolutely right, Matt and Deb. And
references.
I'm a firm believer in there is no animal out there that should be just free to a good home. There should always be $50, $60.
Something.
Listen, if somebody can't afford $50, $60, then they're not going to be able to afford the food.
Exactly.
And the veterinary care for this dog or cat. And that is inexpensive. And there's the dog flipping. The dog flipping where they'll go in and steal these dogs, or they'll go on Craigslist and take the dogs, and then they have an entire basement. Barbara Lathrop was on talking about that, an entire basement, which they raided. They brought a lot of the dogs into to Popcorn Park shelter, and they were selling them. They were selling these dogs, kind of refurbishing them and selling them out and making money, 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 money. These are Satans. They're satanic, and God forgive me, God will take
them. They're not animal lovers. You know, they're not animal lovers. I mean,
no, I never even call them animals.
And
they're creeps.
You know,
they're amoebas.
In rescue, when you rescue and you're involved in rescue,
mm-hmm.
you don't make money.
Right.
You know, we have an adoption fee for the animals that we rehome.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
And
expected.
Number one, we do. There's many reasons we have the fee. Number one, it helps us to take care of the ones we have.
Mm-hmm.
It pays for the medical and all the other costs for the ones that we're going to get. And also the same reason you said, if you can't afford an adoption fee, then how are you going to afford to pay for that dog when you need to feed it or take it to a vet?
Plus, we ask more questions than the IRS does.
Oh, I do home inspections.
Yeah.
I need references. I want their vet that they use or had in the past. And
right.
I call every single one of
them. Good for you, Deb.
I'm not going to, you know... I say with every dog that we have, until I find it a home better than we give it,
aww.
It won't leave.
And let me tell you out there, you don't want to come up against Debbie. Believe me, she's a good Virgo girl, and so am I. And you know what? When it comes to animals and defenseless, we will fight tooth and nail. So, right, Matt?
Absolutely.
She's the girl. And we all know out there, these are voiceless. They come to us for help and protection. And shame on you if you're not giving your pet that and you allow that pet in the backyard. It could happen. Listen, things happen. But I remember even Rhett, when I had Rhett, and he had the doggy door out in the back, and I had a gate up because I was up like 15 steps, and he used to go out on the deck and just look outside and lay out there in the sun. Every few minutes, I was looking out, and Rhett was a big German Shepherd. I mean, he could take care of himself, but you never know. They can get out. They can push a gate open, and he was neutered, of course, which I'm a firm believer in, but the bottom line is that you still need, you don't know if they hurt themselves if, and they can't cry out to you. Always an eye. It's like a child that's down by the beach in the ocean. You keep 24/7
and also people leaving their pets in the car.
Oh,
you know, I've seen people leave their pets in the car and go into a grocery store.
And they had the windows open.
Yeah, but but you know what? Even, I mean, number one, in the summertime, you'll kill your dog.
Anybody
with common sense should know that, but yet they don't. But the main thing is, would you leave your child in the car? Because someone could abduct a dog, break the window, and steal. They do steal dogs.
Of course they do.
They steal them to resell them. They steal them for dog fighting. There's so many, you know. You need to be, it's better, in my opinion, it's better to be safe than sorry.
You know, you're absolutely right. And I'm going to just put a little bit of a kudos in there. A very lovely, lovely doctor, veterinarian, Dr. Terry Mark. She breeds French bullies. She breeds mastiffs. And she has, she has a few at home or whatever. And she was at Westminster, and she was showing her dog, one of her bullies. And while she was there, one of her younger bullies got out. Who knows how she got out, okay? Amber. Her name was Amber. There was an alert out for a week. She came on last week because the dog was returned. And the only reason the dog was returned probably is because they were out on Facebook that the dog needed medication. So whoever had taken that dog, the dog didn't return on its own. There's no way because the gate was closed. How was she going to get back in? So here is a wonderful ending to a story. And Dr. Marks is lovely. And that is why God blessed her with this. And, you know, the dog was dehydrated, so who knows if she was hiding. Somebody picked the dog up. Very, you know, French bulls are, you know, you go for $2,500, $3,000 a dog. Everybody wants them. But thank you, whoever returned her. I got to put that thank you out. And there's a $1,000 reward. So if you want to pick up that $1,000 reward, I'm sure that Dr. Terry Marks would be happy to give it anonymously to whoever did return that dog. So thank you out there. But here's a situation. That doesn't always happen.
They're very lucky.
They're very, very lucky. So what is the first thing? If you find your pet has gone missing, Matt and Deb, what is the first thing as a pet parent we need to do? It may be hours before you realize it because you're not checking on your dog or cat.
I would enlist the help of a friend or a family member first. While you're out looking for your dog in the neighborhood, that friend or family member could start making phone calls to the shelters, to the police.
What do the police, I want to interrupt
you. Well, that's
you.
What you should
what
do. Call
the police.
Police.
Do they just kick you to the curb, or are they good?
Well, the police, usually the police will notify animal control. But if it was me, I would call the police, and then I would call animal control.
Mm-hmm.
But just in case, like if someone, usually the reason I call police or would call police is because if someone found a dog, the first call they would probably make is the police.
Okay.
And not only that, there's a lot of officers out there that are really animal friendly. If they get the alert and they know who it belongs to, they'll call the owner to come, you know, I see the dog here, come and get it.
Right. Now, the best thing to do is to pursue on foot, correct? Because you can go between homes and unpredictable areas that the dog or your cat, if the cat is a house cat, may be. Very important. We talk about this all the time, but people don't realize these are dogs and they go back to nature mode. And you know, they're dogs. We call them our babies. We love them. We treat them like humans. But at the same time, they are survivors. They are animals, and they especially the dogs, come from wolves. Wolves are survivors. In a survival mode, what does our dog do? Because they click back into that survival mode just to protect themselves?
They do, you know, as everyone knows, dogs originated from wolves.
Mm-hmm.
But what happened is we, as humans, we domesticated them and made them dependent on us.
Yes.
So a dog, yes, has some wild predator in him that they'll chase after something and everything.
Right.
But usually a dog, like when they get loose, they don't hunt to eat. They're going to look for humans.
So
they're going to find people that put food out for cats, people that put food out for the birds, you know, so this is a food source that they're going to look for.
Okay.
Or garbage cans, you know. They're not going to go out there and hunt. And what happens is, because they're so dependent on us, they become fearful when they're out there. They're afraid because they're in a new environment unknown to them. on their own. So they go in a form of shock and survival, you know, to stay safe. So this is one thing, you know, when people lose their dog, they're out there calling the dog's name. Very unlikely the dog's going to come because you're calling its name.
Because it's blocked
because
that out.
Because it's just, yeah.
You might even drive it further away because it knows you're coming and it doesn't know, you know, it doesn't know what to do.
That point, and we've talked about that before, about chasing the dog.
Oh, never.
Terry Marks, Dr. Marks was saying that one of the neighbors saw the dog, okay, running. I think the dog might have gone out on her own, but then I think somebody scooped her up. The bottom line is that when they called the name and started to chase the dog, she ran even further away, which that point you brought up
you
last time,
ever,
which is true.
You never go towards the dog. If anything, if you see the dog, squat down. Mm-hmm. Squat down, not even facing it, to the side, okay? Because you're less of a threat.
Exactly.
If you're going towards the dog and the dog is in a shock, you know,
mode,
survival
right?
mode, it's going to run at anything coming at it.
And if the dog doesn't respond to your voice or you're squatting down, then just follow it at a safe distance to see where it's going.
Good idea. But, you know, of course, you don't want it to go into the street or whatever. You want to try to kind of...
Well, sometimes, you know, like when we're chasing... Yeah, that's what we do. Like if we see a dog and... What we'll do is we're going to think that dog's going to take off. So we try to circle around it.
Corral it.
If there's more than one of us,
and
we try to circle
we'll
it and corral.
We'll actually go out in the street and slow traffic down.
Oh, yeah. I've done that. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I've done that, too. And, you know, eventually the dog, or it might run or whatever, but at least you can you have a means of following it. They get very frightened, and as you said, they don't even realize you're there to help them.
It's very, you know what, I don't think there was one dog in over the 250 that we've helped to recover, that I called it and it came. You know?
See that?
We had to either corral it, because they're afraid.
They are afraid.
We either had to corral it, or my dog that I had trained to help me, she would run up to the dog, and she would get the dog to stay.
Oh, my gosh.
So I could slowly approach.
And you know what? We have such a great team that helps us along, that they know everything what to do also. They're out there searching, spending their own time, their own money, helping.
You got Craig, right?
Craig is part of it. Yeah,
Nate, Robin,
Robin,
Pam,
Trish. Kudos.
There's just so
Trish.
Many great people in
awesome.
The team.
That's
Denise,
great.
Denise, Dave.
And I want to talk about how important that collar tags and microchipping is. You got to have that on them, correct?
Well, it's really important. Now, people think because their dog's microchipped, that's a homing device, and it's not.
No, it's not.
But I'll tell you where it's beneficial that we've found is that there's been times that animals have, you know, dogs run away, and someone in the neighborhood has found the dog, and they don't want to give the dog back. And then the owner, okay, the owner sees this person. We've had this happen. The owner sees this person with their dog and tells them, that's my dog. And the people say, well, I found the dog. I'm keeping it.
Now, even if you call the police,
you have to prove
hands are tied. That has to go to court. That's a domestic case.
You have to prove that it's your dog.
If you have the microchip, that's your proof.
Microchip proves it.
Okay.
Just
so
like a car has a VIN number.
That's your insurance.
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
Your registration. That's your registration.
I mean, that's where, you know, you were talking about me, the type of person I am. Let me tell you something. If I see you walking my dog, there's no question about it. I'm snatching my dog
you
off
go,
of you.
You go, Debbie. Good girl.
But
I don't blame you.
This person was more laid back.
Yes.
And, you know, it went on for a week or so.
When it's your dog, your cat, you don't be laid back. This is yours. You don't own it. It's lent to us by God. But still, this is your baby. And how somebody could do that, it's just beyond me. Deb and Matt, so someone offers a reward, all right? What do you need to know before that reward is given and they're on the phone? I'm sure it happens.
Well, number one, you got to have the dog. You're not getting the reward until I have the dog.
Well, people are desperate sometimes. They'll call and say, listen, I have your dog, or if you put it out in the paper, you have the flyers, have your dog. What is the reward? Send me the reward and I'll give up the dog.
No, it doesn't work that way. It shouldn't, but people,
they're desperate.
No. Well, if you're desperate and you really want the money, give me the dog and I'll put it right in your hand.
Exactly. Right. Right.
And we tell the owners.
And markings. They need to give you a marking, specific markings of that animal
something
that they
about,
found.
Yeah, that only the owner would know. Mm-hmm. But we tell the owners of the dogs that don't even get involved. Let us handle it for you.
Good.
Because there's too many con people like that.
It's a shame. Now, you guys are only located, you only work within, but if people are in your area, where can they come to you, Deb? Or how can they contact
you
guys?
Well, they can call us or contact us. We have now. This is something a little confusing. When we first started doing this, and we wanted to come up with the name, we said, "Well, if people Google something, they're going to Google 'I lost my dog.'" So that's why we named ourselves "I Lost My Dog."
Perfect.
But in the years that we've been searching for dogs, so many times we would find dogs that were dumped and abandoned. Because a lot of times in seniors, we live near senior developments. Aww. When a senior dies and they have a pet, well, if they turn the pet into the shelter, they would have to pay. So they just open the door and let the dog go.
Oh, my goodness.
So many times we've found animals, dogs that were dumped, and we would take them in. And that's when we became a rescue.
And you have 13 to prove it.
Well, actually, now we're down to 12 because we adopted our last one out maybe a few weeks ago.
Good. Congratulations.
But, so that's when we became a rescue and filed for our 501c3, we changed our name to the Lost Dog Search and Rescue.
Okay.
So that's why we have two names.
That's okay.
But
no,
either
no.
way, it's us, and we're finding them, and we're helping them. And the ones that belong to people, we're bringing them home. The ones that have no home, we're finding them one and giving them one until they find
And you
one.
Should be national. You should be funded by people who don't know what to do with some dollars and cents and send it to your organization, because it's just like America's Most Wanted. These animals are America's Most Wanted, and that should really fall under that jurisdiction.
Yeah.
Now, we'll help anybody, too. We've had calls as far as Texas where we've guided people, you know, how to do it.
You can even guide them over the phone.
Yes.
Correct?
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
We found a lot of dogs like that. You know, people would call us and we'll tell them exactly what to do.
So email? Okay. So what is it? I know it, but.
Yeah. The best thing to do is our phone number, 240-4181. 732.
Okay.
240-4181.
We're coming. It goes so fast when you guys are here. And I love you guys on, and I want to have you on over and over and over and over again. Hopefully maybe next month, if you guys can make it. Deb and Matt, closing. What is the best advice that you can share with us for people when they've lost a pet, or how not to lose their pet?
Preventative measures. Walk your dog. Exercise them. Get to that. Do the preventative stuff before it gets to the point where you're calling us looking for help.
But also, if you do have a fenced-in yard, put a padlock on your back gate. Because so many times the gate comes open, someone opens it, a meter reader, it can blow open. This way you prevent that. Make sure there's no holes or escape areas in the fence that the dog can get out. If it's, you know, put chicken wire, bend it up, put it at the bottom where they can't dig out.
Great idea. Matt and Deb, we're running out of time. You guys are wonderful. Thank you. This is great advice.
Time flies.
Time flies when you're having a great time with wonderful human beings. And the thing is that please call Matt and Debbie if you need any advice, even if they can't come out to help you. This will be, it's incomparable advice from Deb and Matt. They've done this for a very, very long time. And statistics show that less than 16% of lost dogs are reunited to their rightful pet parents. The number can be discouraging to lost dog pet parents, but instead it should be a motivator for them to follow, like Deb and Matt said, expert advice when searching for their lost dog and preventative medicine. Most people rely on one or two methods to find their lost dog or cat. As the statistics would show, 84% of the time, it's not that easy. Use each and every recommendation that Debbie and Matt have given you, or give them a call in aiding you in finding your lost dog. Your dog can be found, and you can have that ability to make it happen. Don't think that you can't. You can find them. It just takes time and calling Matt and Debbie. I lost
and
my
we
dog.
Also are on Facebook.
Okay.
Lost Dog Search and Rescue, and under Lost Dogs in Ocean County, and under Lost Dogs in New Jersey.
Okay.
So join us. Become part of the group. We have 14,000 followers on Facebook, and that's how we get the dogs home so quickly. Because you post that dog in your area, no matter what area you're in, it's shared by thousands of people, and people go out on their own time to help search for your
they
dog.
They did that for Dr. Marks. They did that for Dr. Terry Marks, and she had all her people out there, and they finally, it brought her back. So they didn't give up, even after a week.
Never give up.
Okay, together now. Never give up.
Never give up.
That's right.
Tyler's out there. And will be found eventually.
Let's hope to God. Let's pray our prayers. I would like to thank my incredible guests, Deb and Matt Geisinger, for years of devotion and dedication in helping animals and pet parents become reunited with their pets and the ones that you find that are not giving them help and shelter and medical care. Everyone, please keep an eye out for Tyler. If you see him, call Vicki immediately, 609-457-2150. Kudos to my producer, Jake Glassy Jr., News Talk 1400, WND producer. Brianna, you are wonderful. Thank you. Dave Kosky, thank you for giving A Pause for Your Pet the opportunity to share the airwaves on News Talk 1400, WND. You are at the helm, Mr. Kosky, and you do a great job. My wonderful sponsors who make it all possible, and that is Pampered Pup Luxury Pet Hotel. Danielle, thank you. Curexa Pharmacy. Mark Taylor, you are the best. Sunshine Cleaners, Ron and Chin. Christine's Italian Pastry, Suzanne and Sean and Mary Lynn. Dance and Fitness. And thank you for tuning in and being a wonderful audience. Thank you, Adam, for guessing and for being such a wonderful, wonderful human being and being a fan. And we will be back next week. Our beloved animals are reliable, many full of love, turned their affection, devotion, and grateful and loyal. Always be the person your pet thinks you are. Sunshine and rainbows to all of you. God bless you, my beloved. Rest in the hands of the Lord until we meet again over the Rainbow Bridge. Mommy's coming home.